This is Dr. Oliveros dictating on March the 2nd, 2023. The name of the patient is Marisa Fernandez. The last name is F-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z, like in Zulu. First name, M-A-R-I-S-A, Marisa. Number one, CKD4 related to polycystic kidney disease. The patient has remained in CKD stage 4. The comprehensive metabolic profile that was done on the 15th of March, the creatinine is 3.71. The carbon, the CO2 is 21, the calcium 9.5, the chloride 110, the potassium is 5, and the sodium 143. This kidney function has been fluctuating. The protein creatinine ratio in this particular case is 691 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which has been without any deterioration. The patient has been in fairly stable condition, but it is my impression that this patient has to be referred to the kidney transplant center. We are going to refer her to the Cleveland Clinic on Weston, W-E-S-T-O-N, Florida, for kidney transplant. Number two. Polycystic kidney disease, and the patient is continued to take Jynarque, J-Y-N-A-R-Q-U-E, to slow the progression of the disease. The physical examination, the patient has large kidneys that are palpable in the abdomen. Following number arterial hypertension that is under control, following number hyperlipidemia. A lipid profile that was done on the 15th of February of 2023. The total cholesterol is 154, HDL 43, LDL is 84. Triglycerides is 178. Following number, the patient has gastroesophageal reflux disease on famotidine. Following number, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation is taking Eliquis. And she has cardiazem and metoprolol. Following number, mitral valve prolapse. Following number, mild hyperuricemia. We are going to reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory work up. We spend 7 minutes reviewing the lab, 20 minutes with the patient, and 5 minutes in the documentation.